This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Officials in southern Afghanistan say that a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. A provincial police spokesman told VOA that General Zahir Gul Mukbil, the commander of an army border unit, was headed to the volatile Marja region when his convoy struck a roadside bomb. The Taliban took responsibility for the roadside bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. Elsewhere, a high-ranking Taliban official was killed in clashes with security forces in Jaljan province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesman told Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty that Qari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district of Mengajik, where the militant group has a strong presence. Three protesters were killed and 58 others wounded in Iraq in continued unrest after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Afrar Bridge when security forces opened fire with live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriyah, security forces also used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges which lead to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This